Dennis Smith Jr., we've seen him here. He played about 23 and a half minutes over those two, split between those two games. I'm sorry, averaged between those two games. And there were plenty of moments to where he was dominant, where he, you know, he's taking NBA players his rookie season off the dribble last year, no problem. And we saw some of that here. One of the glaring problems, though, that Dennis Smith had for the majority of last season and that continued in these first two games of the Summer League was his three-point shooting. And he finished up 2 of 13 from three-point range in these two games. And I think we see the way the NBA is going. We see what are the top-tier teams really good at. They're trying to get guys that either can drive and finish at the basket or they can hit open threes and can even stretch out a few feet behind the three-point line in order to get uncontested looks. And for Dennis Smith to develop into that game changer, into that guy that you would feel comfortable taking the big shot down the stretch, that he's going to be able to beat double teams and he's going to be able to make things happen on that side of the ball, he absolutely has to get better as a three-point shooter.
It's just going to help out Luka Doncic all that more if the pieces around him can hit those kind of shots when he's creating offense and working his way around, looking for that outlet pass. That's going to be one of the go-to moves. We've talked about it before. We talked about on Friday that Harrison Barnes or somebody is going to benefit from that. And Dennis Smith Jr. is no exception. And yeah, it's Summer League. We're not going to get too caught up in the numbers for anybody. If somebody tears it up in the Summer League, we're not going to say, oh, this person is on MVP All-Star watch because they're tearing up, you know, X player from random Division I school that we might see just in the Summer League and then never again. But yeah, that's a little bit of concern there. But the fact that he was only going to play two games shows that the Mavs didn't even have a whole lot of stock in these two games anyway. It's like, hey, Dennis, go out there, put up a couple of slam dunks out there that's going to make some highlight reels, generate some retweets, and we'll let you come back to Dallas and work on your game.
More than anything, I look at it from Dennis Smith, and you're definitely right about the number of points, shooting percentage, anything like that. There's absolutely no correlation between Summer League progress or Summer League having a big game or bad games, what have you. It doesn't necessarily translate to the league. It is worth noting, though, that he is going to be taking a lot more three-point shots this year, I would imagine. And he should be getting more open three-point shots than he did last year. And it's just ideal for his game. The way that he does get defenders having to play a little bit more often because he does have that ability off his first step where he can get by just about anybody on the dribble, where ideally he should be able to get open looks. And Chuck Cooperstein pointed this out earlier today about the step back three, that that's something that he has absolutely been working on and that it hasn't translated to makes at this point. And that's a huge part of being one of those elite guards where you're not, you know, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", even though Dennis Smith is right around that, but he's not a super tall guard. So he's going to need every inch of space that he can get, and it's just not translating yet.
And especially when the team just saw Seth Curry go away, they just saw Doug McDermott walk, a lot of the shooters that they had are gone, so a lot more pressure is going to be on people that are still here. And yeah, there's some concern with the three-pointers not being there, but it's going to really matter when the season comes down to it. And with Dennis Smith Jr., he's one of those guys that this is where the future is going to go with. Harrison Barnes. I'm looking at Dennis Smith Jr. on the computer, and I just want to say Harrison Barnes.
What, do they look alike or something?
No, they do not look alike. Don't you bring me into that. I will turn my mic off and leave, and it can be Chris's problem.
Isn't it obvious that this is going to be a year where him shooting the three ball is going to shine? You're going to have DeAndre inside drawing attention, and Chuck Cooperstein has talked about it. Luka Doncic, one of the good things he can do in creating offense is driving to the hoop, sucking in the defense, and kicking out for the corner three. I think that's something that's going to be really important for this guys on this team to be able to handle. And like you mentioned, Taylor, losing a lot of your outside shooters, it's only going to help this offense if you have guys who can take advantage of a skill set that Doncic already has coming in.
Based on what we know off of Doncic's film from EuroLeague, from overseas, is he really likes to push in transition. He's not one of these burner types like Dennis Smith or like De'Aaron Fox, to where he gets the ball in transition and he's just moving as fast as he can. He has to be a little bit craftier in that way. And the athletes are going to be much better here, to where I think more often than not, especially early in his career, whenever he is driving in transition and whenever he's taking it to the basket, I think his first look is going to be to try to find somebody on the perimeter. And I think his second option is going to be going for a contested layup. So I think there's something to team building and there's something to the morale of the team whenever you have a guy like Doncic, who is so willing to get his teammates involved and not hitting those open looks, even for a guy like Dennis Smith, who's supremely confident, who we believe, based on what we saw his rookie season, if you let this guy develop and you let him have his peaks and his, you know, his low points as well, and you let him work things out, that he is going to be very good. But you just want to see him developing that comfort, and you want to see him having some of these shots go in and starting out 2 of 13 in a summer league, to where he's supposed to be dominant. You know, Dennis Smith is capable, if they were running him out there, if he really wanted to, you know, I think he would be scoring 30 points, you know, 40 points if he really wanted to out there. But it's just something to keep an eye on for his long-term development of keep inching that three-point percentage higher and higher.
And there should just be no pressure on him, not even for the regular season, him and Doncic, no pressure. This team is not going to be, if they make the playoffs, they're not going to be making a run. We've been spending a long time on talking about Boogie Cousins going to the Warriors and just how that LeBron to the Lakers, the West is going to be in good hands with those two teams for the foreseeable future. So it's all, like you, it's all about development and getting better. The three-pointers are going to come. I think they're going to come. I'm not going to get too worked. I should do an alternative. Should I do like an alternative take where I get really upset that Dennis Smith Jr. has had a rough summer league?
Just massive overreaction?
Just 15, you know, give me 15 seconds on Dennis Smith Jr. from the alternative point of view.
Look, people are already giving up on Trae Young.
That's
it
true.
Seems like.
That's true. So maybe it won't be too far off. But I could hedge my bet here and just give like a really overstated Dennis Smith Jr. take. So I'll give you 15 seconds on that. Dennis Smith Jr., the 3 points have just been a struggle lately. I don't know. This guy, 1 year in, I don't know what to feel about him. He has a lot to prove, Dennis Smith Jr., and, you know, it's very concerning. I think Luka Doncic, he has his eyes set on the King of the Throne. Okay, it was Dennis Smith Jr.'s team last year. Oh, we're all excited about Dennis Smith Jr., but now Luka Doncic is here, and Dennis Smith Jr. is playing like he's a little bit worried about getting past. There's my alternative Dennis Smith Jr. take if you're just tuning in.
So you're thinking Yogi Ferrell might be a better option
exactly,
this upcoming
yes.
season.
He should be scared about who's going to take over his spot at point guard. So I have two takes now. I can use whichever one works out. If Dennis Smith Jr. has a great year, I'll use the one, the positive one. If the three-pointers become an issue throughout the regular season, I'll use that one and just take the credit wherever I can.
We'll have Chris pull it.
There you go.
It's the magic of radio.
There's some promo power right there.
We can manipulate it very easily. A couple of other notes here just from Maverick Summer League. Jonathan Motley, your Baylor grad.